Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program, we're trying to look at the akhlaq and morals and ethics of our dear beloved Prophet and try to imitate and follow him and follow his footsteps. One of the traits of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was generosity and giving. And this is an important trait that me and you, we need to learn in our life, especially in our modern day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله أجود الناس كفا, the most generous amongst people, وأكرمهم عشرة, and the most generous in terms of those who live close to him. من خالطه فعرفه أحبه, whoever comes and mingles with the Prophet, then he would love him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when he talks about the trait of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam كَانَ لَا يَسْأَلْهُ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَةِ شَيْئًا, no one who asked him anything of this world, إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ, but he gives it to him. فَأَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِ إِمْرَأَةٌ إِبْنَهَا, a woman sent her child to the Prophet, فَقَالَتْ إِنْطَلِقْ إِلَيْهِ فَاسْأَلْهُ, go to the Prophet and ask him for something. فَإِنْ قَالَ لَكَ لَيْسَ عَنْدِي شَيْءٍ, and if the Prophet says to you, I don't have anything, then say to him this, أَعْطَنِي قَمِيصَكَ, give me your shirt. This is a very smart woman, mind you. فَعَلَ إِبْنَا, her child did so. He went to the Prophet. He says to him, give me something. So the Prophet says to him, I don't have nothing to give. Then he says to him, give me your shirt. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took his shirt and he gave it to him. That's a very smart lady. She knew that the Prophet had nothing, but she wanted his shirt for the barakah, for the blessings. But because they knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never return a person for whatever they ask of him, he would give it to them. Now, this is the Prophet in two hadiths from Imam al-Sadiq and Amir al-Mu'mineen. And in this regard, we have so much more. But I want to say with these two, the Prophet first, in terms of generosity in giving people, he did take into account, he lives in a society where there are many poor people. There are people who are in need. And there are people who are in need from his close family as well. So we say, Al-Aqrabun awla bima'ruf, those who are closer to us are more deserving of our giving. Now, in living in times where there are a lot of people who are poor, there is poverty, people are in need, families in need, orphans, and, you know, so many things going wrong. My duty and your duty has to be giving, right? Just like the Prophet, inshallah, we'll expand more on that. When it comes to people who live with us, we need to give them, just like the Prophet did. And by doing so, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen, says, whoever comes in contact with him, you used to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. Or when people ask him for personal items, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam, he would also give. So the notion here, the trait of this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, is that he used to give whatever he has without exception to anybody that seeks it and asks from him. He would never return a person who asks him. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ, and those who come and ask you for things, do not tell them off. Don't tell them, I don't have. Let us take a break and then we will continue.
العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Welcome back brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet was generous, there was no doubt about that. To the extent he never returned anyone, he used to give. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, the most generous in terms of giving just by itself. Now, me and you as Muslims, we live in a world where there are millions of Muslims who are going to sleep hungry. Millions of Muslims who are sick but they cannot afford their medicine. There are millions of orphan Muslims around the world who have no one to support them. The wars that ravage in our Muslim countries like Yemen, Iraq, Syria, countries like and the sections like Pakistan, Afghanistan, these are Muslims all over the place. Millions of them, if not billions of them, who are in need. They need help. Sometimes me and you, we act so selfish that we only think of ourselves. We only care about ourselves and our families. And when we give charity, when we do sadaqah, we do sadaqah to push the bala from ourselves, just so could Allah protect me. We never give in the sake of helping a fellow Muslim. So again, when I give sadaqah, I'm giving it for my sake. I'm giving it so Allah can protect me. So I'm giving it because I care about myself. Selfishness. I'm not giving it because I want to help a fellow Muslim. And sometimes we don't have to give much. Just giving as little as a dollar for the sake of Allah for a fellow Muslim is what matters. So in general, we live in a world where we see so many people around us. Sometimes neighbors in our area. We see many people who are in need, who are literally fuqara, but we don't care. Or we say, well, I don't have myself, but I have at least more than what I can bargain with for a whole day or 2 days. This is a true story that happened. One of the people who had money as huquq, as Islamic taxes to give, so he went to a person, to a sayyid or a sheikh. He says to him, I have this amount of money, I need to give it to someone who's in need. He says to him, go to this house, go to this area, you'll find a house that the house does not have a door, it has a curtain. You know, call them and you'll find an old man living with his wife and give them the money. They are poor, they are in need. So this person went to this house, and when he got to the house, it was just a house made out of mud, no doors and just a curtain. So he, you know, asked for entrance, he was allowed in. He sat with the man, and this is just, I'm talking about recently, within the last few years. This is not back in the day. So he said to him, look, I have some money, huquq, you know, Islamic rights for you. And I came to give them to you. So the man said to his wife, he called his wife, says to her, do we have dinner for tonight? She says to him, yeah, we have enough food for tonight. Just for tonight. Then this old man looked at this guy and says to him, you know what? I have enough for tonight, and that's more than what I need. Take your money and give it to someone who is in more need of me than me. Someone who does not have his lunch or dinner for today. So this man, he's looking after his fellow brethren. He says, I have enough to survive for tonight. That's enough for me. Me and you, we have enough to survive for years. But we always say, we do not have. Is this the method of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? No. And when it comes to giving our personal items, sometimes you have a ring, you have something nice, someone likes it, and he's like, no, I'm not going to give it to you, it's mine. Don't say no to a fellow, a brother, or a relative, or a friend. Learn to be like the Prophet. Give, because when you give, Allah will give you. All these things in life are materialistic, they will disappear. Rings and whatever, no matter how expensive they might be, you will leave it behind. But when you make a brother happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that for you in the day of judgment. So let us be like our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad.